A Class 2 District 2 Basketball Championships. It's semifinal night of the men's division. Here is the number one seeded Thayer Bobcats with a record of 19-6. Take on the number four seed East Carter Redbirds, who are 18-8 on the year. Thayer Bobcat Basketball tonight brought to you by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply of Thayer and West Plains, Oregon County Cars in Thayer, Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley, your agent, Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Dr. Mike Kirsten, the FNBC Community Bankers, along with Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton in Thayer and Alton, the Landmark Bank of West Plains, the Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedic Clinic, the Mayfield Auto Repair in West Plains, Community First Banking Company of West Plains, Mountain Grove in Thayer, Monty's Outdoors of West Plains, Ozarka College, Family Healthcare, Nurse Practitioner Tammy Ward in Mammoth Spring, and the Thayer Pizza Inn. It's district semifinals. East Carter coming into this game after a 73-65 win over fifth-seeded Ellington here on Saturday. Thayer Bobcats, being the number one seed, got the first round bye, and they have not seen any action here in the district tournament so far. So the first time out on the court, and they actually got out a little bit early to kind of get used to shooting here. Of course, Thayer plays here a couple of times a year, so this court certainly not any place they have not played before. And, of course, the Thayer Bobcats coming in, the defending, as a matter of fact, they are the nine-time defending district champions here in the Class 2 District 2. We're just moments away from the tip-off this evening. And, of course, this is game one of a doubleheader. We'll have the number two seed Van Buren Bulldogs and the number three Alton Comets, a pair of 20-game winners this year, going at it in the nightcap at about 7:30. We'll take time out, our first tonight. We'll be back. Take a look at your starting lineups in just a couple of minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Chick days are going on now at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Pre-order your chicks by February 24th for March 24th pickup. Or order by March 30th for April 28th pickup. Order forms are available at both locations. Hirsch also has everything you need to raise a healthy flock. Heat lamps, feeders, waters, and multiple options and sizes of chick starters. Organic as well. Chick days at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains and Thayer.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Are you getting tired of driving the same old car, the same old truck, or the same old SUV every day? Sounds to me like you're in the mood to trade. Why don't you head out to Oregon County Cars in Thayer? They got a great selection of trucks, cars, and SUVs on the lot right now. And you know, they're offering a free 3-month, 3,000-mile powertrain warranty on all vehicles sold. And Oregon County Cars is also a collision repair estimate center and detail service. Oregon County Cars in the old Kurtz Cars location in Thayer. Stop by and see them today.
In sports, success is measured in the number of points scored, in games won, and in championships earned. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in our community support, in being there when you need us. In fact, 9 out of 10 people surveyed with a claim would recommend Shelter to a friend. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
When you're not feeling well and need competent and compassionate medical care, go to Family Healthcare of Mammoth Spring. Located at 350 South Main Street, Suite Number 4, just past Palace Drug in the heart of Mammoth Spring. Family Healthcare accepts all major insurance, plus Medicare and Missouri and Arkansas Medicaid. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, closed on Wednesdays. Call and make your appointment today with board-certified nurse practitioner Tamara Ward, providing the first-rate family health care that people in the local area deserve.
We're back here at the Van Buren High School. Big crowd filing in for the doubleheader here in the men's semifinals. Ladies semifinals are here tomorrow night, and then the championship round on Thursday at the Class 2 District 2 in Van Buren, Missouri. Thayer Bobcats 19-6 on the year, and again, their first action here in the district tournament. Bobcats under the direction of Matt Pitts, longtime head coach, and this team has really played well. They did take a loss in their last game of the regular season, losing at Willow Springs in a very good ball game, very physical ball game. So we'll see how the Bobcats can react coming off of a loss. And as that would have it, it cost the Bobcats a share of the SCA championship, because that same night on Friday, the Mountain View Berkshire Liberty Eagles beat Ava who had been undefeated in the conference and the only team that had beaten Thayer in conference play. So if Thayer would have won on Friday or Thursday night of last week, they would be the co-champions in the SCA. But that's all behind you now. Now it's on to the state tournament. It's win or go home, and neither one of these teams have got anybody out there on the floor that wants to go home just yet. This is a very good East Carter team. They are 18-8 on the year. Good perimeter shooting team. They also have got some size. They've got a couple of 6'5s and a 6'4 out there, so the Bobcats will have to try to counter, because that's the one thing the Bobcats don't have is a whole lot of size. But being a football school, they are very physical. Are we getting ready for the national anthem here, the announcement of the starting lineup? We will step away. You're listening to Thayer Bobcat Basketball from the Class 2 District 2 Tournament on the Ecom Sports Network.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. So their skilled dentists, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for road trips. We're for covering as much ground as possible on 2, 4, or 18 wheels. We're for drop tops, T-tops, classics, cruisers, pickup trucks, and dump trucks. We're for displaying Missouri plates like medals of pride. Have you ever hit a deer? Yep, we're for you too. We're for getting stuck behind a tractor on a two-lane highway. And if you're a Missouri driver, we have an auto policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation was recently recognized for having the best physical therapy services in West Plains. That's not all OMC Rehabilitation offers. They have occupational and speech therapy. OMC Rehabilitation treats patients of all ages in not only West Plains, but also in Alton, Gainesville, Mountain Grove, Mountain View, Thayer, and Winona. When your physician recommends therapy, choose the best one in town. Choose OMC Rehabilitation. Call 417-257-5959 for more information. Have you heard? Mayfield Auto Repair is now in their much bigger location. You'll find them at the end of Girdley Street in West Plains. Just turn off Porter Wagner at the Ford dealership, go under the bridge to the four-way stop, and go straight. You're going to love the convenient parking and new waiting room. Mike and Laura Mayfield pride themselves on great customer service and thank all their valued customers for making this growth happen. Minor and major repairs, exhaust work, alignments, they do it all. Mayfield Auto Repair. Call 417-256-9452.
And we're back. What a great job on the national anthem by a young man right out of the crowd, a Van Buren high school student who was not pegged to do the national anthem, apparently, but he volunteered and did a fine job. That was really good. All right, big crowd on hand. We're getting ready for the announcement of the starting lineup. Thayer Bobcats will be the home team on the scoreboard. They are the number one seed coming into the district tournament with a record of 19-6. Also, we'll have the announcement of the starting lineup for the East Carter Redbirds. They're wearing the red trimmed in the black and white. Of course, the Thayer Bobcats wearing the home white trimmed in the green. First starter to be announced tonight, number 34, Connor Powell, a 6-foot senior wearing number 34. His counter for the Thayer Bobcats will be Jace Haven, the 6'1 senior. How about number 10 for East Carter Redbirds? That is Dalton Rudd, a 6-foot senior. And, of course, Landry Pitts will be his counterpart, also wearing number 10 for the green and white. Number 32, Levi Boyer, a 6'5 junior. And Logan Doss will match up with him, wearing number 33 for the Thayer Bobcats. The guard, number 14, Alex Kirby. I can tell you some interesting stories about Alex. As I've known Alex since he was about 5 years old. Alex Kirby, a 5'10 senior. And number 20 for the East Carter Redbirds, a 6'4 sophomore, Preston Golden, along with Gage Pitts for the Thayer Bobcats. So Pitts, Andrews, Haven, and Doss for the Thayer Bobcats. Boyer, Golden, Kirby, Powell, and Rudd for the East Carter Redbirds. Both teams getting ready to take the floor here, and the district semifinals are just about ready to start. Again, this will be the first of two for you here on the Econ Sports Network. Later tonight, the Alton Comets and the Van Buren Bulldogs round three. In fact, those two teams just played over here just about a week ago, a game that was won by Van Buren by 5 points. So Thayer takes the floor wearing the familiar home white jerseys and pants with the green letters and numbers. East Carter wearing the red. They are the Redbirds. It'll be Boyer jumping up with Logan Doss. Ball is up and tip controlled by the East Carter Redbirds. And here we go. East Carter will swing it on the left side. Got it over there to Golden. Golden holds it high out on the wing. Bobcats come out on him. They're playing that matchup zone. Boyer got it back and swings over on the right side to Kirby. Kirby holds it on the wing. Gets out to the top of the key. East Carter looks like they want to be very patient, trying to get the ball down in the middle. They got the size advantage down there with big Levi Boyer, a 6'5 junior. Landry Pitts is hounding him all over in the paint. East Carter continues to work it around the perimeter. Got it back to Golden. Golden moves to the top of the key. Pitts goes with it. He pulls it up. Now swings it down the right corner. Got it down there. Long shot is up. East Carter to good. Number 10, Dalton Rudd hits a three-pointer out of the corner, and the East Carter Redbirds are on top. Air Bobcats come the other way. Gage Pitts has got it. East Carter looks like they will play some man-to-man. East Carter fans are into it already. Here's Gage Pitts working away from the defense. Got the ball over to Jace Haven. Haven going to the rack. Kicks it back outside Dandrew. Dandrew to pull up. Floater from the base, from the free throw line. No good. Rebound comes out long. Taken by the Thayer Bobcats. Logan Doss ran it down to the open floor. Got it down to Haven. Haven steps in playing. Kicks it out to Pitts for three. That one's off the rim. No good. Doss going up high for the rebound. We'll get a foul on Logan Doss of the Thayer Bobcats. Number 34, Connor Powell. He's a big, big kid. Connor Powell up there wrestling after that ball, and Logan Doss got into him with the body. 6:44 to go in the first quarter. East Carter Redbird with an early lead over the Thayer Bobcats. They're getting back in that zone. 1-3-1 matchup. Golden's got it for East Carter. Swings it down inside to Boyer. Boyer moves to the elbow with a dribble drive, trying to go to Connor. Ball is stolen. Bobcats out on the run. Gage Pitts going to the hole and misses the layup. That should have been basket interference. No call. Here comes East Carter the other way. We're going to get a whistle and a foul on the Thayer Bobcats. Number 20 got it in the lane. Preston Golden on the break, and Logan Doss fouled him, and that'll mean substitution. Keegan Nicholson, the sophomore, will check in for the Thayer Bobcats, and Doss picks up his second foul inside in 2 minutes here in the first quarter. East Carter will inbound the basketball with 6:23 to go. Golden gets it inside to Boyer. Boyer trying to throw it through the lane. Got it over to Connor. Goes up with a shot. No, but a foul is going to be called on the Thayer Bobcats. Foul going to be on number 35, Nicholson, who just checked into the ballgame. Three team fouls against the Thayer Bobcats already. And number 34 going to the line, Connor Powell. Powell has not scored tonight. East Carter leads it here 3-0, and the first free throw is good. Bounces over the front of the rim and in for Connor Powell, a 6-foot senior. Looks like he could have played middle linebacker. That Thayer Bobcat football team, he is a specimen. Second free throw is up and good. So Powell hits them both. And Thayer down 5-0 early. Bobcats working it in the backcourt. Gage Pitts will bring it across the timeline. Hand to Andrews. Andrews lobs one down to the west wing to Haven. Haven curls across the lane. Goes up with a shot. Too hard. No good. And the rebound controlled by East Carter. Here come the Birds. Number 10 with it is Rudd. Kicks it outside for Golden. Golden working it toward the left side of the free throw circle. Kicks it back outside and got it there to Powell. Powell down to the right side to Golden. Golden holds it high. His pass is tipped a little bit, but controlled by the Redbirds. They got it on the left side to Rudd. Rudd trying to go inside. Ball stolen by Nicholson. Bobcats out on the break. Nicholson taking it to the hole. Lays it up. And oh, they called it for an offensive foul. I don't know about that one. I don't know about that. Nicholson had the good body control. Looked like he got him from the side. And they called the foul on Nicholson. That is his second. And that's got to get Coach Pitts up. And looks like Powell is injured on the play. Gets up, and he's wobbling. Went down hard, I guess, and hit his head. Anyway, the foul on Nicholson will be his second of the game. 4-0, the foul call so far in this game. East Carter with a basketball. They've got a sub in there. Number 24 is checked in place of Powell, Kyron West. East Carter with it. Out on top is Boyer. Swings over to Kirby, and we're going to get a foul 3 seconds in the lane called on each corner. So good job defensively by the Thayer Bobcats. And Thayer got the ball back down 5-0. Bobcats have had some good looks at the basket. They just haven't got one to fall yet. 3 minutes gone by here in the first quarter. Thayer has not scored. Gage Pitts, the sophomore, brings it up out of the backcourt. Hands off to Jace Haven. Haven, crossover dribble. Kicks it down the corner to Landry. Pitts for three. That one's long off the backboard. And Nicholson down the rebound for Thayer. Over to Andrews. He challenges the big man. Gets it up. No, but he's fouled on the play. He'll go to the line and will shoot two. Number 20, Preston Golden, will be called for the foul. The 6'4 sophomore. And Thayer Bobcats will send Jordan Andrews to the free throw line. Thayer looking for their first point. We're at the 4:52 mark here in the first quarter. Thayer has not scored yet. Free throw is up, and it's good. That breaks the drought for the Thayer Bobcats as Andrews, the Bobcats' leading scorer, gets on the board. Game brought to you tonight in part by your Thayer Bobcat Boosters, Thayer Plant Food, and Thayer Farm Center, along with the Alton Bank and Barton Electric in Thayer. Second free throw for Andrews is good. And maybe that'll get Andrews started here. He's missed his only other shot of the night. So Thayer on the board, down by three. East Carter with it out on top. That is Rudd. Rudd swings it over to Golden. Golden holds it high. Kicked it to Kirby inside. Now back outside to Golden. Moves inside the defense. Pull-up jumper. No good. Rebound Andrews for Thayer. Bobcats with a 3-on-2. Andrews going to the rack. Pulls up with a fadeaway. Count it. And a foul. Jordan Andrews, the sophomore from Thayer, getting his Bobcats rolling here at the 4:31 mark. Andrews count the basket. He's got four in the game. And he'll go to the line and shoot for the tie. That was on number 14, Alex Kirby, his first. Second team foul on East Carter. Andrews dribbles it three times, pushes up with the right hand. It is, in and out, no good. Ball hit the front of the rim, back of the rim, and bounced out. So with 4:27 to go in the quarter, Thayer down one. East Carter with it. Pass goes to the right side for Rudd. Rudd will take it to the top of the key. Give it out to Golden. Golden, long lob pass inside. There was nobody home. Ball goes out of bounds, didn't hit the basket or anything. So Golden, with a mistake, a turnover, and the Thayer Bobcats have got the ball back with 4:12 to go. Chance to take a lead here with a bucket. Gage Pitts at midcourt brings it across the timeline, working against Kirby. Takes it to the right side, got to Andrews. Andrews attacking the basket, pulls up, shoots off the window, no good. Tip is up by Nicholson, no. And then the ball off the hands of Nicholson out of bounds. Well, Nicholson with a tip-in attempt. And we get a substitution for East Carter. Number 35 will check in. That is Caden Foster. Number 24, Kyron West will check out. So East Carter getting a little more size in there. Bobcats starting to figure it out here. East Carter with the ball to swing and right side for Rudd. Rudd, who hit the three early, as on the wing, gives it back out to Golden, back to Rudd. Rudd will take it to the top of the key, over to Golden on the left side. Golden bounces it out to Kirby. Alex on the dribble at the top of the key. Teammates passing through the lane. Nobody getting open in there. Good interior defense by these Thayer Bobcats. Here's Golden with it again on top. Back on the right side to Kirby. Kirby moving off the screen, trying to get to the baseline. Pitch cuts him off. Now here's a give. Inside, back outside it goes. Three-point shot. Good! Golden hits the three for East Carter. And the Redbirds are up by four with 3:15 to go in the first quarter. Thayer got the ball back. Andrews on the left side. Gives it down the corner to Landry Pitts. Landry back to Andrews. Andrews, one-on-one move, gets it back to Landry, curls through the lane, challenges the defender, and he's going to get fouled. That's going to be on number 10, and that is Dalton Rudd. And the third team foul against East Carter Redbirds. Well, Thayer attacking the size of East Carter Redbirds in the middle. Thayer will inbound the ball with 3:03 to go here in the first quarter. Bobcats down four. They'll lob it into Keaton Nicholson, top of the key, over to Haven. Haven trying to go inside to Landry Pitts. Ball goes off his hands and out of bounds. A little bit too much mustard on that one. Landry couldn't bring it in with one hand. And with 2:58 to go, Bobcats turn it over. East Carter will bring it the other way. Coach shouting instructions from the far sideline. Winner moves into the district championship game on Thursday night. East Carter now with a pair of three-pointers in the quarter. They lead it 8-4. Bobcats have a little trouble getting the offense started. Hits that East Carter man-to-man. Here's Rudd, pull-up jumper, baseline. That one's off the back iron, no good. Rebound, Nicholson for Thayer. Bobcats coming the other way. Haven on the drive. Pulls up in the free throw line. Fell down. And now a held ball is going to belong to the Thayer Bobcats on the alternating possession. Haven lost his footing in the lane, slipped and fell down, and got tied up by number 35. That is Foster. Affair will inbound the ball with 2:30 to go in the first quarter. Down four. Got to Andrews. He broke free. Puts up a shot. No good. Shot was bothered down there by Golden. Andrews might have been better off to pull that one back out, set the offense. East Carter got the ball back. 2:20 to go in the quarter. Chance to go up six here with a bucket. Or if Golden or Rudd hits another long one, it could be a seven-point lead. East Carter taking their time. Very disciplined, and now they're going to dribble it off of foot and out of bounds. That was Rudd trying to get to the baseline. Landry Fitch cut him off, and Rudd dribbled it off of his foot, and it goes out of bounds. It will be Thayer Bobcat ball. Chance to get back within two here with a bucket. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Fitch taking his time, bringing it up out of the backcourt, swings it over to Haven. Haven going back over to Gage Fitch. Now to Landry Fitch. He'll go to baseline, trying to get to the bucket. Pulls up with a jumper, no good. Rebound volleyed around and controlled by East Carter. Kirby, long pass up the floor to Rudd. Rudd trying to get to the bucket. Going to get fouled by Nicholson, and that's number three on Keegan Nicholson. And Logan Doss going to get ready to check back in the ballgame. So Coach Fitch with his two post players, inside defenders, are going to have to shuffle to have enough fouls to get through this game. Non-shooting foul. East Carter inbounds it with a minute 42 to go. Kirby's got it out front. Kirby working to the left side of the floor, gives to Rudd. Over right in front of the Thayer Bobcat bench. Now back out to Golden, top of the key. He's looking inside, nobody open. Now they'll lob one to Boyer. Boyer goes down to the baseline, pulls up with a shot, no good. Rebound, Jace Haven, and here come the Bobcats. It's a 5-on-4 opportunity. Haven got it to Andrews. Andrews dumps it over to Landry Pitts on the left side. All the way over in the right corner to Pitts, and it goes over his head and out of bounds. Thayer Bobcats. Got to remember, there are three sophomores on the floor, and I think they're feeling a little pressure here today. Minute 15 to go in the first quarter. We get a timeout by East Carter. The Redbirds lead the Thayer Bobcats 8-4. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Opening an individual retirement account is an excellent way to start growing your retirement nest egg. Plus, IRAs may have significant advantages for you. Learn more about IRA accounts from a personal banker at Community First. They'll work with you on how to start your IRA so you are one day closer to retirement financial security.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Back here at Van Buren, the Class 2 District 2 Basketball Championship. Thayer Bobcats and East Carter Redbirds in semifinal game number one. East Carter with a lead 8-4 with a minute 15 to go in the first quarter. That's right. Top seeded Thayer Bobcats are getting a big challenge from number four, East Carter. And the Bobcats really feeling a little bit of pressure out there. They're rushing their shots is what's going on. And the size of East Carter is bothering the Bobcats, who like to slash to the basket. East Carter's got it now off the inbound. They get it over to number 35, Caden Foster. Shot is up. Good. Well, two more for East Carter. And the Redbirds lead it now by six. We're down under a minute to go in this first quarter. Thayer Bobcats with it. Jace Haven is going to go to the rack, but he's going to get fouled. And that'll be on number 35. That is Foster, who checked into the ballgame. By the way, Connor Powell still on the East Carter Redbird bench. He got shaken up drawing a charge early. And now Lane Grimes checks into the game for the Thayer Bobcats. Logan Doss will sit. So Thayer with four sophomores inbound the ball to Haven. Haven going to the basket, has his shot blocked and out of bounds. Nice play by number 32, Levi Boyer, the 6'5 junior. And he's been a handful, bothering the Thayer Bobcats shots all night long. Gage Pitts here to trigger the ball in for Thayer to the right side of the bucket. Bounces it into Haven, challenges him again, and goes up over the top and scores. Jace Haven, big bucket for Thayer, makes it a four-point game with 38 seconds to go here in the first quarter. East Carter working on the perimeter, got it over, and now inside to Boyer. Oh, and he gets fouled by Haven. Haven tried to knock that ball away from behind, and boys, you just can't do that. Haven called for the foul will be his first, and the sixth team foul on the Thayer Bobcats, who very rarely ever put their opponents into the bonus, and then Thayer could do it before the end of the first quarter here tonight. Substitution for East Carter. Number 10, Rudd, checks back into the ballgame. They looked inbounded here, bring it in to Rudd on the left side wing. He's in there, I guarantee you, do one thing. That's shoot a three if he gets the opportunity here in the final 30 seconds of the quarter. They'll dump the ball down to Boyer just inside the three-point line, trying to drive the baseline from the corner. Gets cut off by Haven. Now going to have to hurry to get rid of it. He goes up for a shot. no good. And the rebound is off of, they're going to call it off of Thayer out of bounds. I don't know about that one. I know that ball was off of East Carter. And Gage Pitts was trying to get the ball inbounds. I don't know. Anyway, East Carter will inbound it here. They got it in the corner and around the horn it goes. And here, almost a steal by Andrews, but the ball hit the official. Here's a shot for East Carter. No good. Rebound gets on the floor and off the hands of Lane Grimes out of bounds. Oh, Jordan Andrews had what would have been a sure bucket. And the ball hit the official who was standing out in the middle of the court. Wow. Tough break there for Thayer. That's how the quarter's gone for the Bobcats. East Carter with 5 seconds inbounds the ball. Got number 35. Now off to Rudd. Long shot. Not a chance. And that is no good. That's the end of our first quarter. Our score, 10-5. Thayer Bobcats trail the East Carter Redbirds here in the district semifinal. We'll take a break. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Monty's Outdoors is the perfect place to get a jump start on spring. Find the latest releases in fishing rods, reels, and tackle. Don't let a little weather keep you on the sideline. Pair up new hook and Columbia rainwear with muck or lacrosse boots. Save 20% on just-arrived hook and Columbia sportswear. And find literally over 500 Columbia PFG hats for just $19. Get a jump start on spring at Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hill Shopping Center in West Plains.
Ozarka College, with locations in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer culinary, agriculture, information science, technology, automotive, nursing, criminal justice, education, aviation, and welding, and the list goes on. Ozarka also offers non-credit continuing education courses as well as free GED classes. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, committed to your success.
And we're back after the timeout, ready for our second quarter of action. Thayer Bobcats are battling foul trouble already in this game. Keegan Nicholson with 3, Logan Doss with 2, and the Bobcats with 16 fouls in the first quarter, which is highly unusual for the Thayer Bobcats. But this East Carter team, they've taken it right at them. The number 4 seed with nothing to lose, taking on the number 1 seed of Thayer Bobcats. East Carter got it in the corner. They'll lob it down to Boyer. Boyer with shot is up, no good. Rebound controls, and now another rebound for East Carter and back in. Boyer, number 32, with his first bucket of the night, and East Carter up by 6. Thayer with the ball again. Got it to Gage Pitts on the left side wing. East Carter, right little zone here. Bobcats with it, swing it right side to Pitts. Pitts to Haven. Haven out of the corner with a 3. That one rattles off the rim, no good. And rebound controlled by East Carter. Connor Powell got it. Up to Golden. Golden goes all the way down to the baseline and throws it into the backcourt. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. That's a couple of times East Carter has had the uncontested turnover, and Thayer Bobcats are going to get to inbound this ball on their end of the floor down under the basket. Just to the right side of the glass. Thayer, opportunity to run the inbound play here against East Carter Redbird defense. Thayer down 6, needing a bucket. Inbound play goes into Lane Grimes. Grimes floats it out to the top of the key for Landry Pitts, and now back to Gage. Thayer running the offense. Pace, or Gage, swings it on the right side to Haven. Back over to Pitts. In the corner to Landry Pitts. Landry going to the free throw line to Haven. Haven gets triple teamed in there. Now gets rid of it to Landry Pitts again. Thayer working to the right side to Gage Pitts. Gage Pitts over to Grimes. Grimes to Andrews in the lane. Andrews free throw line gives over to Haven. Haven going to the rack is going to get fouled out top. That'll be on number 34. That is Powell. And Haven showing that explosive first step that made him an all-state safety and kick returner for the Thayer Bobcats. Here's Logan Doss checking back in the ball game. Lane Grimes will sit down. And now Gage Pitts inbound the basketball. Looking in the middle, kicks it out top for Haven. Haven holds it there, the Bobcat junior. He kicks it to the right side of the floor. They're setting the offense here, down by 6. Pitts out top. Working away from the defense on the dribble. Bounces one over to Haven. Haven sees an opening. Now kicks it back outside to Andrews. Catches in the corner. Drives the baseline. Little floater is up. No good. But he's fouled on the play. He'll go behind and shoot 2. That'll be on number 34 again. That is Connor Powell. And the 6-foot senior picks up his 2nd here in the first half. Jordan Andrews, who has scored 4 of the Bobcats' 6 points, goes to the free throw line. Bobcats sophomore. And now East Carter getting set in the proper places on the free throw line. And Andrews, who is 2 for 3 from the line, puts the first one up, and it's good. So Andrews with 5 points. Bobcats have got to find some more points somewhere. Haven has been challenging the bigs for East Carter in the middle. But hadn't been getting the foul calls or putting the shots in the hole. Second free throw is up, trying to make it a four-point game, and is front off the front of the rim, no good, and the rebound controlled by East Carter. Redbirds by five, 6:27 to go, just underway here in the second quarter. East Carter works it to the left side, got it down in the corner. Now they chop it down inside, going to Boyer. Boyer is held, is on, yeah. A held ball. Boyer put that thing down around his waist, and Gage Pitts reached in and tied him up. So Thayer Bobcats with a good defensive play as East Carter got the ball to their big man cutting down the middle of the lane. So Thayer down five, chance to make it a three-point game here. Landry Pitts with it, way out on the floor, goes down the corner to Gage Pitts, looking to drive the baseline, now pulls it back out, and has the ball knocked away by Alex Kirby. Kirby with a good defensive play there as Pitts made the spin move. And Gage will trigger it in for Thayer, got it out to Andrews. Oh, bad pass, almost stolen. Now Thayer got it back, Thayer attacking. Andrews down to Landry Pitts in the corner, steps into a three. That one rattles off the rim, no good, and the rebound run down by Golden for East Carter. East Carter controlling the boards here in this district semifinal game. Redbirds with the basketball. Way out front, Golden. Feeds it over to Kirby. He'll back it out. Right near the back leg of the big bulldog in the middle of the floor here, Van Buren High School. Here to give to Boyer. Boyer trying to drive inside. Throws up a circus shot, no good, and the rebound controlled by Thayer. Bobcats on the semi-break. Andrews with it. Moves to the elbow. Bounces it down to Doss. He fakes, now shoots. No good, and the rebound is off the hands of East Carter. And Thayer saved, oh, and then Thayer tried to save it in, and it goes right to East Carter. Here comes Rudd on the run. Into the lane, pull-up jumper, no. Rebound controlled by Doss. Quick outlet to Gage Pitts. Gage making a move, trying to get to the bucket, now brings it back out. Gives to Andrews. Andrews off a screen. Baseline, jumper's good. Jordan Andrews, and that's the kind of play right there that might get Jordan Andrews going. He's got his seventh point of the night. The Thayer Bobcats back to within three. East Carter with it. Boy, the battles in the middle are unreal out here. Here to give to Boyer. He almost lost it. Now an offensive foul on Boyer. He took an elbow and laid it right to the side of the head of Gage Pitts, and he's called for the offensive foul. He kind of stands there and looks like, what? But you can't do that. You can't spread those elbows out. So Thayer with the basketball. Little half-court trap here for East Carter. They almost got the steal. Ball loose on the floor. Haven gets it. And a timeout call by Coach Pitts. Half-court trap almost worked for East Carter. Thayer going to maintain possession with 4:39 to go in the first half. Thayer down three. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Pizza Inn of Thayer supports our local home team. And you know they've got a lot more than just pizza. They've got pasta, wings, salad, subs, desserts, and if it's on the menu, they'll deliver it. They're open 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Sunday through Thursday and until 10 o'clock on Friday and Saturday nights. Have you downloaded the new app yet, available for iPhone and Android? You can order online at pizzainn.com. Pizza Inn of Thayer with dine-in, carry-out, and delivery. 417-264-3800 or visit pizzainn.com and order online. Go Bobcats!
A pretty good crowd of Thayer Bobcat fans here tonight. Not much in the student section. Here's Andrews. Has the ball knocked away. East Carter's got it on the run. Up and in. Number 35 with the bucket for East Carter. That is Caden Foster. And with 4 points, he now leads East Carter off the bench and scoring. Thayer with the ball. Andrews the other way. Pull up. Fade away. Jumper is off the front rim. No good. Rebound gets on the floor. Off the hands of East Carter and out of bounds. Boy, Andrews is real close. Real close here. That shot just fell a little bit short. I say getting close. He scored 7 of the Bobcats' 9 points. Thayer's got to get somebody else close. Here's the inbound play going to Andrews. Andrews in the paint, puts it up. No, Doss tips it up again, and it's taken by Golden for East Carter. He'll get back to Kirby, and East Carter up by 5 with the basketball. 4 minutes to go in the first half. Thayer not in double figures. Here's a bad pass for East Carter, picked off by Jordan Andrews. Andrews driving for the layup, hangs in the air, and scores. Jordan Andrews with 9 here in the first half. And 9 of the 11 for the Thayer Bobcats are back to within 3. East Carter brings it on the right side for Golden. Golden down in the corner to Rudd. Back out to Golden. East Carter with only one player with more than one field goal. Scoring 14 points here in the first half so far. Been a low-scoring contest. East Carter with it. Trying to get in the middle of the Boyer. And Bobcats just doing a good job of keeping Boyer from even making a catch in this. Boyer fighting with Doss in there trying to get inside position while his teammates just pass it around the outside. Back to Golden it goes. Golden holds the high top of the key. Andrews jumps out on him. Here's Rudd looking to move toward the basket. Pulls up with a jumper. It's good. Good player, Golden Rudd. And we get another timeout call. Timeout on the floor. 3:13 to go in the first half. They are down five. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Chick days are going on now at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Pre-order your chicks by February 24th for March 24th pickup. Or order by March 30th for April 28th pickup. Order forms are available at both locations. Hirsch also has everything you need to raise a healthy flock. Heat lamps, feeders, waterers, and multiple options and sizes of chick starters. Organic as well. Chick days at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains and Thayer.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on sword.
Hey, we're back here at the Van Buren High School. We're in the second quarter. 3:13 to play in the quarter. Thayer down five with the basketball here. Coach Pitts called that timeout. And he spent a little bit of that time on the timeout talking to the officials, and he's not liking something he's seeing down in the middle. He was pointing to the middle of the lane, and a lot of pushing and shoving and a lot of physical play down inside that lane when these starters got the ball. So I'm sure there was something about that that got Matt Pitt's eye, wanted the officials to be aware of it. So Thayer down by five with the basketball here. 3:08 to play in the first half. It is 16-11. Not a whole lot of scoring in this one. Here's Pitts out top. Wins away from the defense. Gives the ball off to Haven. Haven going down the left side of the lane. Steps in the lane. Shoots and scores. Jace Haven with his second bucket of the night. Maybe that'll get Haven going here. There Bobcats, by the way, with the starters back on the floor. Same way for East Carter with the exception of number 35, Foster, out there in place of Connor Powell. East Carter working it down in the corner to Rudd. Rudd going to Boyer. Boyer back outside to Golden. He moves to the free throw line and travels. Yes, he did. Golden travel with the ball as he pulled up in the lane. And East Carter gives it up with 2:37 to go in a half. And Thayer now with an opportunity to get back to within three, or if somebody could hit one from downtown, we could have a two-point game. Well, despite the fact they haven't played real well, Thayer right here in the set. Bobcats have got it on the offensive side. They go to that wheel. Here's Haven, curls through the lane, gets it inside, goes up with a shot, count it. Woo, no foul call there, but Haven attacking the basket. Gets it up and over the rim. And Thayer back to within one. 16-15, East Carter with the ball. Rudd down in the left corner. Back outside to Golden and around to Kirby at the top. Kirby will work it to the right side. Got it there. Inside now to Boyer. Boyer powers his way up. A reverse layup is good. That's a nice play by the big junior. Not much Thayer could do about it with those three fouls in the middle. And here comes Pitts for Thayer. Down a dribble drive away from a double team. Throws it cross court to Landry Pitts. Landry will take it to the right side, bounce it back out to Haven, and Haven gets hammered out top. Number 35, Caden Foster, picks up his second foul. So now Foster and Powell each with two for East Carter, and Jace Haven will go to the free throw line. That is team foul number 8 on the East Carter Redbirds. And Thayer will be at the line to shoot the 1-1. Jace Haven has scored 6 here in the first half for the Thayer Bobcats. And first one is up, no good. The rebound bounces out long, and Landry Pitts has got it for Thayer. Landry over to Haven. Haven attacking the basket again. Kicks it down to Gage in the corner for three. Bingo! Gage Pitts with a three-pointer. We're tied at 18 with a minute 31 to go in the first half. Three-pointer brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. East Carter with the basketball in the tie game. Rudd going to the baseline. Got it inside for Boyer, and he scores. Nice play by Rudd and Boyer, and East Carter back up to Thayer with it. Haven in the corner to Pitts, who just hit that three to get the Bobcats right back in the set. Pitts draws a double team to him, goes to the elbow, dumps it down inside to Doss. Doss dumps it up and in off the backboard. Logan Doss ties it at 20. Here come the East Carter Redbirds. Right side it goes to Kirby. Kirby back over to Golden. Golden back to Kirby. 52 seconds to play in a tie game first half. Good ball game here. Here's a give down inside to Boyer for East Carter. A little dump pass inside, stolen by Gage Pitts. Thayer Bobcats here, I think, will hold for the final shot of the half if they can. Jace Haven's got it out top. Draws a double team to him, gives it off to Andrews. Andrews attacks, gives it down inside to Doss. It's good! Logan Doss lays it in, and Thayer Bobcats have got the lead 22-20 with 23 seconds to go in the half. Well, Thayer's been very patient here. Chip away, and now they've got the lead. East Carter trying to tie it up here, pass in the middle, almost stolen, got it back to Golden. Golden over to Rudd. His high arching shot is up off the rim, and good! Rudd got it to drop through to tie the game. Andrews crosses the timeline. To Landry, pitch for three, in and out. Haven with the tip in. Oh, it wouldn't go. And that's the end of our first half. Our score, 22-22, Thayer Bobcats. And the East Carter Redbirds are all tied up. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your Community First Banking Company halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Bank at Community First and conquer time and space. Just download to your mobile device the free mobile deposit app, then instantly deposit a check anytime, anywhere in the world, even West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer, with secure confirmation in seconds. Community First, your community bank with world-class convenience.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
You've been involved in a crash, or maybe a deer is rammed into the side of your rig. What do you do now? Well, you go to Oregon County Cars in Thayer. They are now a collision repair estimate center. Just stop by anytime. They'll do your estimate. They'll deal with your insurance company and help you get your vehicle repaired and back on the road. And if your rig is dirty and needs a good detail job, well, they do those too, starting as low as $60. And of course, they got a lot full of quality pre-owned vehicles. Oregon County Cars, collision repair estimate and detail center in Thayer. Oregon County Cars.
In sports, success is measured in the number of points scored, in games won, and in championships earned. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in our community support, in being there when you need us. In fact, 9 out of 10 people surveyed with a claim would recommend Shelter to a friend. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
When you're not feeling well and need competent and compassionate medical care, go to Family Healthcare of Mammoth Spring. Located at 350 South Main Street, Suite Number 4, just past Palace Drug in the heart of Mammoth Spring. Family Healthcare accepts all major insurance, plus Medicare and Missouri and Arkansas Medicaid. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, closed on Wednesdays. Call and make your appointment today with board-certified nurse practitioner Tamara Ward, providing the first-rate family healthcare that people in the local area deserve.
Well, we're back at halftime here at the Van Buren High School Gym, the Class 2 District 2 basketball tournament. Semifinal game number one on the line. Boy, they've been a dandy so far. The number one seed, Thayer Bobcats, getting the challenge by number 4, East Carter. East Carter taking advantage of their size advantage in the middle, and they have really controlled the boards here tonight. But Thayer, come in with a game plan, and that was to attack the middle, and it finally began to pay off as Thayer outscored East Carter 17-12. In the second quarter after being down by 5 at the end of 1, and we are tied here at 22 at the half. And for the Thayer Bobcats, Jace Havens finally come alive. Logan Doss with a couple of late buckets there in the half. And Thayer began to do a little penetration and dish, and that really worked for him because East Carter's collapsing on the ball handler. And they're trying to double-team all over the floor, and when Thayer does take the ball into the lane, their bigs come to block the shot, and Thayer been able to drop it down for an easy bucket on the backside. So they'll continue to do that. Of course, East Carter will try and remedy that at halftime. So it's a big battle of the coaching minds in the locker room right now, trying to make some adjustments here in this game. Again, 22-22. We're tied at the half. Thayer and East Carter. A winner tonight moves into the district championship on Thursday. And, of course, they'll take on the winner of the second game tonight between the Alton Comets and the Van Buren Bulldogs. You're listening to the Community First Banking Company Halftime Report. We'll be back. Take a look at your individual scoring in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair. And they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. So their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks?
That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the people of Missouri. We're for kayakers, car dealers, grocery baggers, and mail carriers. We're for teachers, preachers, students, and singers. Armed service members, you bet we're for you. We're for people who shake your hand and say hello, not because they know you, but because they don't. We're for brewmasters, stockbrokers, beauty queens, and truck drivers. And don't worry, we're still for farmers, too. Whatever you do, if you're a Missourian, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Ozarks Medical Center is excited to welcome Dr. Melissa Wright to the team at the Thayer Mammoth Spring Clinic. Dr. Wright joins nurse practitioner Sheila Marler at the Thayer location at the corner of Nettleton and Highway 63. Call 417-264-7136 for an appointment for family medicine, pediatrics, women's health, workman's comp, wellness exams, and so much more. OMC Thayer Mammoth Spring and Dr. Wright is here for you.
Back at Van Buren High School, Thayer Bobcats and the East Carter Redbirds hooked up in a good one. I don't think you could ask for anything more. We're tied at the half, 22-22, here in the district semifinal game. We're about 4 minutes left until the second half gets started. Take a look at our scoring for the Thayer Bobcats. They're led by Jordan Andrews. The sophomore scored 9 of the Bobcats' 22 points in the first half. A 3 for Gage Pitts, and it was a big one. It tied the game at 18. 6 points on the line for Jace Haven, who really started getting his game going in the second quarter, flashing to the basket. And Logan Doss, the recipient of a couple of beautiful drop passes by the Bobcat guards, scoring on the backside. He's got 4 points, so 4 of the 5 Thayer Bobcat starters have scored in the ballgame. For the East Carter Redbirds, they are led by Levi Boyer. The big 6'5 junior has scored 6 in the first half, all of those in the second quarter. Caden Foster is off the bench with 4, a 3 for Preston Golden, 2 for Connor Powell, a pair of free throws, and 7 for Dalton Rudd, including a 3-pointer, which got the game started and got East Carter out to the early lead. Matter of fact, East Carter led by as many as 5, well, he was led by as many as 7 in the first half early. Bobcats did manage to cut that back to 5 at the end of the first quarter, and then they are outscoring East Carter 17-12 in the second quarter. At all Thayer Bobcat basketball tonight, brought to you by your Thayer Bobcat boosters. They include Penny Lane Accounting and Thayer, the Langley Animal Clinic of Thayer, Sunset Salon and Barbering, the Carter Funeral Home of Thayer and West Plains, the First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, Fred O'Neill at the Law Office and the 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, Forstler's True Value and Napa Auto Parts in Thayer, Thayer Walmart, Harp's Hometown Fresh Fruit Stores in Thayer and Alton, and Alex and Kylie O'Neill and the team at RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange in Thayer, along with Freeman and Woolsey Pump Service, the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center, Dr. Jacob Ekman at Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in Thayer, and West Plains. Both teams have made their way back out onto the court, and we will step away one more time. We'll be back with your third quarter. Again, Thayer and East Carter tied at 22 at the half here at Van Buren. We'll be back in 2 minutes with your second half on the Ecom Sports Network.
Have you heard? Mayfield Auto Repair is now in their much bigger location. You'll find them at the end of Girdley Street in West Plains. Just turn off Porter Wagner at the Ford dealership, go under the bridge to the four-way stop, and go straight. You're going to love the convenient parking and new waiting room. Mike and Laura Mayfield pride themselves on great customer service and thank all their valued customers for making this growth happen. Minor and major repairs, exhaust work, alignments, they do it all. Mayfield Auto Repair. Call 417-256-9452.
Opening an individual retirement account is an excellent way to start growing your retirement nest egg. Plus, IRAs may have significant advantages for you. Learn more about IRA accounts from a personal banker at Community First. They'll work with you on how to start your IRA so you are one day closer to retirement financial security.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Monty's Outdoors is the perfect place to get a jump start on spring. Find the latest releases in fishing rods, reels, and tackle. Don't let a little weather keep you on the sideline. Pair up new hook and Columbia rainwear with muck or lacrosse boots. Save 20% on just arrived hook and Columbia sportswear. And find literally over 500 Columbia PFG hats for just $19. Get a jump start on spring at Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in West Plains.
Ozarka College, with locations in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer culinary, agriculture, information science, technology, automotive, nursing, criminal justice, education, aviation, and welding, and the list goes on. Ozarka also offers non-credit, continuing education courses, as well as free GED classes. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, committed to your success.
Birds open up the second half with the basketball. Both teams are back to the starters on the floor. Here we go. Tied at 22 as we head to the third. East Carter with it. Work it down the corner. Now inside they go. A little baby hook shot is up. No good by Powell, and the rebound controlled by the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer with a chance to take the lead here. Landry Pitts up the floor to Andrews for three. That one's off the rim. No good. Rebound tipped up and controlled by Logan Doss for Thayer. Looking to get rid of it. Brings it out front for Landry Pitts. Thayer back into the half-court set. Give it to Gage Pitts. He'll take it out top for Thayer. Thayer Bobcats with a chance to take the lead here in the first minute of the third quarter. We're tied at half. Andrews with it out top. Moves toward the bucket. Kicks out to Landry Pitts for three. A little bit long. Rebound comes out long, and Gage Pitts runs it down for Thayer. So the Bobcats with a third time at it. Here's Haven for three. That one's off the rim. And Logan Doss again with a rebound to Gage Pitts. Going in the lane. High arching shot. No good. And the rebound controlled by Boyer for the East Carter Redbirds. Thayer with four opportunities, couldn't get the ball in the hole. I think that time they kind of settled for the three-point shot. Here is East Carter with it. Golden thought about the three, doesn't take it, gives it to Powell in the right side corner. Back outside to Kirby. Alex swings it down to Rudd. Rudd dumped it inside to Boyer. Has trouble with a handle. Now loses it. And Gage Pitts has got it for the Thayer Bobcats. Out to Andrews. The two-on-two. Andrews slashes to the basket. Misses the shot. Doss with another rebound and scores. Logan Doss has been a monster on the boards here in the first minute and a half of this third quarter. I think he's already got, what, four rebounds? Counting that one. East Carter with the ball. They get it down to Boyer. Boyer looking to spin toward the basket. Doss cuts him off. They'll give it outside and around the horn to Golden. Golden on the wing. Back out to Kirby on top. They'll log it to Boyer again at the free throw line. Draws the double team. Gives it back out to Kirby, and he travels. Yep. Kirby didn't get the dribble down. Turns it over. And the Thayer Bobcats with a two-point lead and the ball. Trying to get a little bit of breathing room here with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter against these East Carter Redbirds. Thayer now with a substitution, as Keegan Nicholson will check in. And Logan Doss went out, but where did he go? Went to the locker room. He's come back out. Well, he'll get back in there in a moment. Don't know what the issue was. Now he gets something going back into the locker room. Well, got to get the key. All right. Well, here, oh, and a steal by Golden for East Carter. Took it away from Andrews, and then Andrews blocks the shot down on the other end. Nice play by Andrews. Had it taken away by Golden. Golden thought he had a clean shot to the bucket. Andrews caught him from behind, knocked it away. East Carter inbounds the ball in the middle. Shot is up by Powell. No good, but he's fouled on the play by Gage Pitts. Pitts got up and blocked the shot, but he's called for the foul. So East Carter running a nice inbound play on the baseline. It's a two-shot foul for Powell. Connor Powell, he is 2-for-2, making it 3-for-3 from the free throw line. And East Carter here with a chance to tie it if Powell hits another free throw. East Carter realigning on the free throw line here. Rudd will come up, and Powell will go back. Or excuse me, not Powell. Golden goes back. Powell's at the free throw line. That one is up and good. Connor Powell, the senior, 4-for-4 from the free throw line. We've got a tie game at 24. Each team has scored 2 points here so far in this third quarter. Thayer within the backcourt. Pitts will swing it up to Andrews on the wing. Andrews looking to penetrate down the right side of the lane. Pull up, jumper. Oh, that's good. That's pretty right there. Andrews now with 11. Sophomore starting to get his game on here at Van Buren. East Carter with it. Golden looking to go to the lane. Dumped it off to Boyer, and he traveled again. So the Bobcats putting the double team on Boyer when he makes the catch, and that's about the third time they forced him into a travel. So Thayer has seen something here, and it's working for him now. So Thayer up by two with the ball. Gage Pitts will swing it over to Haven on the left side. They leave him all alone at the elbow. He penetrates into the lane, kicks it back down to Nicholson. Nicholson looking for the outlet. Got it to Landry Pitts. Landry looking to slash to the basket. Leaves it off for Haven. Haven threw a double team. Elevate. Shot no good. Rebound comes off to Boyer on the volley. and East Carter's got it back. Alex Kirby bounces it across the timeline, gives it up to Golden. Golden swings it right side to Kirby. Owen almost threw it away. Rudd runs down the loose ball for East Carter. Kirby tried to throw it to Golden just as Golden left the area. Golden's got it back now out on top. Good 1-3-1 matchup zone defense by the Thayer Bobcats here. East Carter continued to work around the perimeter. Got it down to Rudd. He flashes into the lane. Ball is poked away and picked up by Andrews. Andrews off on the break. Bounces it down to Gage Pitts in the corner. Back to Haven. Haven around the defense. Pull it up. He's going to be fouled on the shot. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul will be on Levi Boyer trying to get in front and draw the charge. Didn't get there in time. And Jace Haven will go to the free throw line for the Thayer Bobcats. We see the Alton Comets across the way and the Van Buren Bulldogs starting to come out into the tunnel. They want to watch the end of this game, getting ready for theirs. Here's the free throw by Haven. It's good. Jace Haven now with 7 points on the line for the Thayer Bobcats. And number five, the Bobcat Junior, puts the second one up, and it is good. Hits the front of the rim and bounces over. So Thayer with their biggest lead of the night is 28-24. And here come the East Carter Redbirds. Golden's got it on the left side of the floor, swings it over to Rudd, and now down to Kirby on the wing, back outside to Powell. Powell looking to make a move into the circle, gives it back outside to Golden. Golden drives toward the bucket, goes all the way to the basket and scores. That's a nice move. Golden with the lay-in, and it's back to a two-point there. Bobcat lead. Bobcats with the ball. Gage Pitts on the right side. Dribble drives into the free throw circle, hands it off to Andrews. Andrews attacks the basket, shoots, and oh, bounces in and out. No good. Wow. Here comes East Carter now with a chance to tie. Kirby and Pitts will bump out at midcourt. And there's a lob inside for East Carter. Ball is, well, knocked away by Thayer and then saved by the Bobcats and now stolen by Haven. Bobcats with a 3-on-2. Haven goes to the basket. Counted. Jace Haven in double figured with 10. And Thayer leads it by 4, their biggest lead of the game. Boyer on the other end quickly for East Carter. Gives out to Golden. Golden to Rudd in the corner now to Kirby. Kirby looking in the middle. Nobody open. Kicks it back out front to Powell and around on the left side to Rudd. He'll launch a long three. That one's off the mark. Oh, and a foul on the rebound going to be on Golden. Going over the back of Landry Pitts, who had the good position. Good fundamental player, Landry Pitts. He got his body on the defender. And substitution now for East Carter. Let's see who's checking into the game here. Number 24, I believe it is. We'll check as soon as he turns this way. Got a little perspiration down on the floor. They're wiping up a wet spot out here. 3:05 to go in the third quarter. Thayer by 4 with the basketball. Bobcat basketball brought to you tonight in part by your Thayer Bobcat boosters, Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center, the Alton Bank, Barton Electric, and Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer. Here come the Bobcats with a 4-point lead. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Jordan Andrews has got it. Fakes a long pass into the lane, gives it around the horn, down to Gage Pitts in the corner. Pitts back outside to Landry. Landry Pitts throws it back over to Gage. Gage down to Andrews in the corner. Back to Gage Pitts to the free throw line. Now gives it back outside to Landry. Landry off to Haven in the corner. Baseline drive. What a move. He hangs in the air. No foul called. Well, plays that might have been fouls in the first half or not fouls in the second half. And here goes Rudd trying to drive the baseline for East Carter. And the ball is poked away from him and out of bounds by Landry Pitts again. Landry lucky he didn't get called for a foul there. Well, the officials have come out calling a totally different game here in the second half than they did in the first. East Carter with it. Number 24, just coming off the bench. That is West. West gives it on the right side to Kirby. Kirby back outside now to Golden. Golden around the West. West moves toward the lane, bumps it back outside to Rudd. Rudd down in the left corner. I'm sorry, Rudd with it in the corner. Now back to Kirby. Kirby out front to Golden. Andrews jumps out on it. Golden going toward the lane. Puts up a shot. No good. And Nicholson with a rebound for Thayer. So the Bobcats up 4 with the basketball here. Down to 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. And the Bobcats beginning to take over this game. Out front, Haven swings it over to Landry Pitt. Landry getting a little clear out on the left side. Goes down to the baseline. Elevates for the shot. No good. Haven with a rebound. Back up and in. Haven with 12. He scored 6 here in the third quarter. And the Thayer Bobcats are up 6. Here's Golden for East Carter. Takes it down to the baseline. Bobcats will double-team him. He's going to have to hurry to get rid of it. He does to Boyer in the lane. The big man elevates, shoots, no good. Rebound volleyed up and around and is going to be out of bounds off the hands of the Thayer Bobcats. Andrews tried to jump out of bounds and save that one in. Substitution now for Thayer. Lane Grimes will check in. Another Bobcat sophomore, Landry Pitts, will go to the bench for a little extra rest here. Minute 31 to go. Now Kirby out of the game for East Carter as number 35, Cadence Foster, checks back in. And the inbound play for East Carter. They got it in to Foster, and he goes into the lane, throws one up, and it's no good. Rebound volleyed up and around. Nicholson had it. It's controlled now by East Carter. Shot is up and good. Number 24, Kyron West, with 2 points. Thayer Bobcats lead is down to four. Here's Gage Pitts spinning in the lane, lays it up with the left hand. That's pretty, and he got fouled on the play. He'll go to the line and shoot for three. Gage Pitts, they list him in the book at 5'11". I don't think he's close. And he made a beautiful spin move, hung in the air, and laid that thing up with the left hand. Substitution now for Thayer. Logan Doss will check back in. Keaton Nicholson will sit down for the Bobcats. And Pitts trying to finish off the three-point play. It's good. Gage now with 6 points, and the Thayer Bobcat lead is seven. Biggest lead of the night for Thayer. A minute six to go in the third quarter. East Carter with it out front. Needs it on the right side. Trying to get it down to Boyer, their big man, but Logan Doss doing a good job of denying him the basketball. Here's Foster again for East Carter. Got it over to Rudd. Rudd trying to power down the right side of the lane. Wild shot, no good. Boyer back up and in with a rebound. First 2 points of the second half for Levi Boyer. Thayer lead is down to five, 35-30. Andrews with it, 39 seconds, and Thayer looks like they want to hold for the final shot of the third quarter. Haven with it out front. Dribbles away from the defense with 31 seconds. And now takes it back to the left side of the floor. Brings it back out front. Gives it over to Gage Pitts. 24 seconds to go in the third quarter. Pitts dribbles down to the corner. Gives it back out to Haven. Haven slashes to the basket and travel with the basketball. Yep. And boy, Coach Pitts wanted a foul. He thought his man got hit down there. And he might have, but the way they've let him play here in this third quarter, you're not going to get that foul call. And now Lane Grimes out of the game as Landry Pitts will check back in for the Thayer Bobcats. 16 seconds to go in the third quarter. Thayer leads it by five. East Carter with the ball. Foster brings it across the timeline, feeds it over to Golden. Golden now to Rudd. Rudd back out top for Foster. Foster on the left side, feeds it back out to Rudd. Rudd looking to elevate for the shot at the buzzer. No, that's the end of three quarters of the play. Our score, 35-30. The Thayer Bobcats lead the East Carter Redbirds. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your fourth quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Have you heard? Mayfield Auto Repair is now in their much bigger location. You'll find them at the end of Girdley Street in West Plains. Just turn off Porter Wagner at the Ford dealership, go under the bridge to the four-way stop, and go straight. You're going to love the convenient parking and new waiting room. Mike and Laura Mayfield pride themselves on great customer service and thank all their valued customers for making this growth happen. Minor and major repairs, exhaust work, alignments, they do it all. Mayfield Auto Repair. Call 417-256-9452.
Bank at Community First and conquer time and space. Just download to your mobile device the free mobile deposit app, then instantly deposit a check anytime, anywhere in the world, even West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer, with secure confirmation in seconds. Community First, your community bank with world-class convenience.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
And we're back here at Van Buren High School, set for our fourth quarter. The top-seeded Thayer Bobcats, they have had a struggle here tonight against the number four seed, East Carter Redbirds. But I mentioned in the pregame, East Carter 18-8 coming into tonight's game. Now, this is a good number four seed, probably as good a four seed in a district tournament as you'll find anywhere. Thayer Bobcats, the one seed, lead it by five, and it's Thayer Bobcat ball here to open our fourth quarter. Thayer will swing it to Pitts. He'll give over to Haven. Haven holds it high above his head, goes down in the corner, kicks it back out to Pitts. Thayer can take their time. Here's Gage moving into the lane, gives it back out to Haven. Haven working it out between the circles. Takes it to the right side wing, gets back to Pitts. Gage over to Andrews. Andrews down the right side of the lane, back out to Haven. Now to Gage Pitts. Gage will hand off to Landry. Landry into the lane, back out to Andrews. Andrews to Gage Pitts. Baseline drive over the top of Boyer. Doss with a rebound. Couldn't tip it in, and the rebound controlled by the East Carter Redbirds. Here come the Birds, down by five. 7:17 to go in this fourth quarter. Thayer has outscored East Carter by 10 after being down five at the end of one. And here's a play in the middle. We're going to get a foul called on the Thayer Bobcats. Pete Carter trying to pound the ball down in the middle. Gage Pitts trying to steal it. Got somebody on the arm. And that'll be foul number two on Gage Pitts. If you're looking at foul trouble heading into the fourth quarter, Logan Dawson's got two, Nicholson with three, and Gage Pitts with two for Thayer. East Carter inbounds the ball to Rudd. Three-point shot is an air ball, rebounded by Landry Pitts for Thayer. And here comes Thayer with a five-point lead, 7 minutes to play. Pitts out top, working away from the defensive Kirby. On the dribble drive to the left side, gives it to Andrews. Bobcats are back to running that wheel again. Andrews curls all the way to the right sideline, now looking to go into the lane, pulls up, fadeaway jumpers, good. Andrews with 13, he leads all scorers tonight, and the sophomore is just really good. There's no other way to put it, he is really good. That's a tough shot over Boyer, who is 6'5", and athletic. East Carter with the ball, down 7 now. Thayer back playing that zone defense, a 1-3-1 matchup. East Carter been trying to pound this thing inside all night long, and they're just letting them do it. Now they do this time, but the ball's knocked away from Boyer and goes out of bounds. East Carter fans wanted a foul again, but Boyer had it knocked away by Andrews and goes out of bounds down on the baseline. Golden will inbound it for the Redbirds. Got in the corner to Rudd. Rudd outside to Kirby for three. That one is good! Alex Kirby with the first bucket of the night. It's a three-pointer, and it makes it a four-point game with 6:12 to go. We get a timeout call by the East Carter Redbirds. We'll take 30 seconds. Again, Thayer leads it by four with 6:12 to go. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Opening an individual retirement account is an excellent way to start growing your retirement nest egg. Plus, IRAs may have significant advantages for you. Learn more about IRA accounts from a personal banker at Community First. They'll work with you on how to start your IRA so you are one day closer to retirement financial security.
Living up to our name, Community First, Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Seven different East Carter Redbirds have scored in this ballgame. Only four Thayer Bobcats have scored. Two Bobcats in double figures. Andrews with 13, Haven with 12. And Alex Kirby just hit his first shot of the night. A three-pointer to pull East Carter back to within four. And East Carter here, a little 1-3-1, half-court trap. Bobcats get around it, got it over to Landry Pitts. Well, Pitts dribbles out to near midcourt, feeds over to Haven. Oh, Dawson's wide open under the bucket, makes the catch, misses the shot, and then a foul on the rebound. It'll be on Logan Doss, I believe. Well, they're going to call it on East Carter. Nope, they call it on Logan Doss with the Bobcat. Logan had inside position, but when he reached up for the ball, he got the East Carter Redbird by the arm. So Logan Doss picks up his third foul of the game and only the third team foul against Thayer in this second half. East Carter with it out on top, down by four. Kirby with it, just hit a three to cut into that seven-point lead. He gives the ball to Powell. Powell goes to Boyer at the high post. He backs down, pulls around, and he traveled again. Yes, he did. Boyer, that's like four times tonight. He's caught the ball down in good position and traveled with it. So a little bit of happy feet going down there for Levi Boyer. Thayer again against the 1-3-1 half-court trap. Pitts and Haven in the backcourt get it up across the time. Well, almost got across the timeline. Now they do. Haven goes to the top of the key, gives it back out to Pitts. Now to Andrews. He pulls up, 12-foot jumper is no good. Rebound gets on the floor, and Golden runs it down for the East Carter Redbirds. He's trying to get rid of it and got it over to Kirby. Haven back there was right in his face, and almost a five-second call. Golden with it. Out front now for East Carter into the half-court offense. They're down by four. We're down to 5 minutes to play in this game. Kirby with it out top. Flings it on the left side to Golden. Golden looking inside to Boyer. Nothing doing there. By the way, Dawson's out of the game now for Thayer. Here's Kirby, pull-up jumper on the baseline, no good. And the rebound to Jace Haven for the Thayer Bobcats. Bobcats on the run. They lob it up to Nicholson. Nicholson down under the bucket. Kick it back outside. Oh, and Pitt travel with the basketball. Landry caught it top of the key. Couldn't decide to fire the three or take it to the hole. And as a result, he's called for the travel. Good idea, I think, to take it to the basket. But got to put the dribble down. Just a little bit excited. As the legendary John Wooden would say at UCLA, you got to hurry up and slow down. East Carter with the ball again. 4:40 to go in the game. 7-point or 4-point lead for the Thayer Bobcats. Here goes Rudd. Rudd going to the bucket. Freeze Carter loads it up with the left hand. No good. Rebound volleyed out. Controlled by Thayer. Gage pits on the breakaway. Will drive for the lay-in. Gage now with 8 points on the line. The Thayer Bobcats just out-hustled East Carter to that ball. East Carter coming the other way. Kirby going down to the, or excuse me, that's Rudd going to the bucket. He's going to get fouled. That'll be on Landry Pitts, and that'll be number one on Landry tonight. But Rudd decided he was going to the hole, and there wasn't anybody going to stop it. Well, Pitts stopped him, but he got the foul call with 4:19 to go. Neither team into the bonus yet. 39-33, Thayer by six. And again, they're wiping up a little perspiration off the floor. And East Carter will inbound it down under the bucket. It'll be Golden to inbound. Preston Golden, a 6'4 sophomore. Inbounds in the corner to Rudd. Rudd out front to Kirby. Alex will hold it there, give it back over to Golden. A long three-point shot is no good. And the rebound taken by the Thayer Bobcats. Maybe a little early for that kind of shot for East Carter. Thayer Bobcats with the basketball. Here's Haven, goes toward the lane, kicks it out to Andrews for three. Off the back rim, no good. And the long rebound taken by Rudd for East Carter. Boy, Andrews had a good look at it, just couldn't get it to drop. East Carter got it in the corner to Powell. Powell looking to drive the baseline, gets inside the defense, shoots and scores. That's a nice play. Good, strong power move by Connor Powell, and it's a four-point game again. Thayer Bobcats have got it. Here's Gage Pitts, dribbles into the lane, feeds it back outside to Haven. Thayer will reset with 3.5 minutes to go in the ball game. Down to Gage Pitts in the corner for three. That one's off the rim, no good. So Thayer has settled for a couple of threes here, and it's allowed East Carter maybe to get back to within two, maybe one, as Rudd goes to the hole and gets fouled by Jace Haven. Rudd, with his first field goal of the second half, pulls his team to within two and maybe a one-point game if he's going to shoot free throws. Foul on Haven was his second. We get a timeout call. We'll take 60 seconds. Nope. And they're going to say, no, you have to take a full. So it'll be a full timeout here. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in 60 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Monty's Outdoors is the perfect place to get a jump start on spring. Find the latest releases in fishing rods, reels, and tackle. Don't let a little weather keep you on the sideline. Pair up new hook and Columbia rainwear with muck or lacrosse boots. Save 20% on just-arrived hook and Columbia sportswear. And find literally over 500 Columbia PFG hats for just $19. Get a jump start on spring at Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in West Plains.
Ozarka College, with locations in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer culinary, agriculture, information science, technology, automotive, nursing, criminal justice, education, aviation, and welding, and the list goes on. Ozarka also offers non-credit, continuing education courses, as well as free GED classes. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, committed to your success.
Well, the senior, Dalton Rudd, trying to bring his team back here. He has hit his first field goal of the second half to give him 9 points. He leads the scoring for East Carter. Well, he's got nine. Boyer's got eight. Six for Powell. And trying to make it a one-point game at the free throw line to finish off the three-point play. Dalton Rudd, and the free throw is good. 10 points for Rudd, the first East Carter Redbird in double figures. And now East Carter has been employing the 1-3-1 half-court trap, but they're going back to the standard zone defense here. Thayer takes their time with a one-point lead, 39-38. We're down to 3 minutes to play. Here's a long pass for Thayer. Got it to Andrews on the dribble. Andrews going down the right side of the lane. Gives it back out to Landry Pitts. Landry takes it out top. Leads back over to Haven. Haven looking to slash to the bucket. Oh, trying to double it down to Nicholson, and it goes out of bounds. Thayer turns it over. Haven saw the opening and just a little bit too quick with it. Nicholson was not ready to receive the pass. And Thayer turns it over with a one-point lead under 3 minutes to go in the game. And here come the East Carter Redbirds. Got it over to Golden. Golden now to Rudd. Top of the key, right side, and down inside to Boyer. Ball is stolen by Nicholson. Well, Thayer holds them off there. Bobcats on the run. Now Gage Pitts will back it back out to the three-point line and set the offense. Haven. A little jump pass down the corner to Landry Pitts. Now back outside to Andrews. Andrews to Gage Pitts. Spins in the lane, shoots. No, but he's fouled. Looks like he'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul will be on number 14. That is Kirby. Alex Kirby called for his second. Nobody for East Carter with more than two fouls. And Gage Pitts at the free throw line shooting two. First one is up. That one no good. Bounces off the right side of the rim. So best Gage can do here is make it a two-point game with 2:28 to go. They're leading 39-38. Make it 40-38 as Pitts hits one of two. He's got 9 points in the game. And here come the East Carter Redbirds. Back the other way, down by two. They get it right side to Kirby, out on the wing. Kirby bounces it back out to Golden, top of the key, swings it on the left side to Rudd. Rudd elevates for the three. It's good! Dalton Rudd with a three-pointer, and East Carter back on top. And the Thayer Bobcats want a timeout. 2:12 to play in the game. Thayer down one. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Pizza Inna Thayer supports our local home team. And you know they've got a lot more than just pizza. They've got pasta, wings, salad, subs, desserts, and if it's on the menu, they'll deliver it. They're open 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Sunday through Thursday and until 10 o'clock on Friday and Saturday nights. Have you downloaded the new app yet, available for iPhone and Android? You can order online at pizzain.com. Pizza Inna Thayer with dine-in, carry-out, and delivery. 417-264-3800 or visit pizzain.com and order online. Go Bobcats!
And we're back here at the Van Buren High School Gym. We're in a timeout with 2:12 to go in the ballgame. Gives us time to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat supporters like Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley, your agent in Thayer, Oregon County Cars in Thayer, along with the FNBC Community Bankers, Landmark Bank of West Plains, the Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains, and Mayfield Auto Repair of West Plains. East Carter Redbirds have retaken the lead, 41-40. They have outscored the Thayer Bobcats by six so far here in the third quarter. Thayer had a five-point lead coming into the fourth. Bobcats have scored 5 points. East Carter has scored 11. So Thayer with the basketball here. Chance to retake the lead with a bucket. 2:05 to play in the game. And Pitts moves off the screen. Gives it over to Landry Pitts. Now to Andrews. Andrews has cooled off here in the second half. He had 9 points in the first. He's got four here in this half. And now Andrews is going to get fouled by Boyer. Out in the open floor, Boyer for East Carter tried to steal it from Jordan Andrews, and he is called for the foul. That'll be number three on Levi Boyer. So Thayer Bobcats will inbound the ball. That is team foul number five on the East Carter Redbirds. They're looking to inbound. They'll inbound into the backcourt to Gage Pitts. Minute 53 now to go in the game. Pitts working it in the backcourt against Alex Kirby. Brings him across the timeline. Feeds to Haven. Haven looking to penetrate. Dumps it back out to Gage Pitts. Pitts back out to Haven on top. Haven slashes toward the basket. Back down to Pitts in the corner. Gage on the dribble drive. Kicks it back to Haven. Haven trying to drive the baseline. Now curls in the lane. Throws it up with one hand. No good. Rebound Boyer. And East Carter's got the ball in a one-point lead with a minute 27 to go in the game. Golden's going to hold it. East Carter can take their time here. Here Golden spins away from the defense at the three-point line. Feeds it over and now gets it back. And East Carter wants a timeout. Minute 15 to play in the game. Thayer down by one. East Carter's got the ball. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Chick days are going on now at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Pre-order your chicks by February 24th for March 24th pickup. Or order by March 30th for April 28th pickup. Order forms are available at both locations. Hirsch also has everything you need to raise a healthy flock. Heat lamps, feeders, waterers, and multiple options and sizes of chick starters. Organic as well. Chick days at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains and Thayer.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Are you getting tired of driving the same old car, the same old truck, or the same old SUV every day? Sounds to me like you're in the mood to trade. Why don't you head out to Oregon County Cars in Thayer? They got a great selection of trucks, cars, and SUVs on the lot right now. And you know they're offering a free 3-month, 3,000-mile powertrain warranty on all vehicles sold. And Oregon County Cars is also a collision repair estimate center and detail service. Oregon County Cars in the old Kurtz Cars location in Thayer. Stop by and see them today.
We're back here at Van Buren. All that noise you hear, that is East Carter's student section and cheerleaders. They have been raucous here tonight for the Thayer Bobcats. No cheering section from the student body and no cheerleaders. So here's inbound play for East Carter. We're going to get a foul on Landry Pitts immediately as Golden made the catch. That'll be team foul number six on the Bobcats. Foul number two on Landry Pitts. So East Carter will inbound it again. Again, Thayer down by one with a minute 10 to go in the ballgame. East Carter, the number four seed. And here's the inbound play. Goes to Golden. Golden's going to be fouled by Jace Haven. That'll be a hold. And now Golden's going to go to the free throw line with a minute eight. Haven called for the foul. That'll be number three on Jace. So Thayer Bobkiss, hoping that Golden will miss at least one of these free throws. And Thayer can come down inside the final minute and get this thing tied up. They're down by one. Golden at the line. He has scored 5 points tonight. Hit a three-pointer and a two, and the first free throw is good. He nailed it. Golden, the big sophomore, 6 points, makes it a two-point game with a minute eight to go here in the district semifinal. The number one seed is down with a minute eight to play. Golden's second shot is up, and it is no good. Rebound to Gage Pitts for the Thayer Bobcats. So Thayer now with a chance to tie inside of a minute to go. Gage Pitts fell down in the backcourt, maintains his dribble, gets back up. Gives it to Andrews. Bobcat sophomore, a little shake and bake. Penetrates into the lane, lays it up with the right hand and in. Bounced it in off the window. 15 for Andrews, and we're tied at 42 all. East Carter with it now with 45 seconds to go. Rudd holds it outside, over to Kirby. Kirby back outside to Golden. 37 seconds to play. Tie ball game. East Carter can hold it for the final shot. And there's an offensive foul on Alex Kirby. Yeah, no doubt about that. Kirby laid his shoulder into him and knocked him down, trying to clear some room. And the Thayer Bobcats have got the ball with 34 seconds to go in a tie game. And Coach Pitts wants a timeout to talk about it. We'll be back with our final 34 seconds in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
In sports, success is measured in the number of points scored, in games won, and in championships earned. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in our community support, in being there when you need us. In fact, 9 out of 10 people surveyed with a claim would recommend Shelter to a friend. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
When you're not feeling well and need competent and compassionate medical care, go to Family Health Care of Mammoth Spring. Located at 350 South Main Street, Suite Number 4, just past Palace Drug in the heart of Mammoth Spring. Family Health Care accepts all major insurance, plus Medicare and Missouri and Arkansas Medicaid. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, closed on Wednesdays. Call and make your appointment today with board-certified nurse practitioner Tamara Ward, providing the first-rate family health care that people in the local area deserve.
Well, here we go. Down to 34 seconds to play in the game. Thayer and East Carter tied at 42. Thayer Bobcats with the basketball, a chance to take a lead here in the final 30 seconds. Havens with it. Out top to Landry Pitts, over to Gage. Gage going down to the baseline, gets pushed as he's going to the rack, and that will be Gage Pitts going to the line to shoot the 1-1 for the Thayer Bobcats. That is team foul number 7 on the East Carter Redbirds. So both teams are over the limit now into the bonus. So Gage Pitts at the line. 1 out of 2 last time he was at the line. He puts this one up and good. The Thayer Bobcats have got the lead, 43-42. And for Gage, that is his 10th point of the game. 3 Bobcats in double figures. Another one for this sophomore guard is good. Thayer leads it by 2. East Carter inbounds with 20 seconds left. They get it up the floor to Golden with 17. Golden over to Rudd with 14. To Golden with 12. Golden into the lane, throws it up, no good. Haven with a rebound. Ball gets on the floor, we get a whistle and a foul called on East Carter. So Haven got the rebound, it gets fouled by Rudd, and that'll put Jace Haven at the line to shoot to make it a 3-point game, maybe a 4-point game if he can hit them both. 2 big free throws here for the Bobcat junior, Jace Haven. Jace is 2 for 2 from the line in the ballgame. 8.4 seconds left. First one is up. No good. Rebound taken by East Carter. And a timeout immediately by the East Carter Redbirds. 7.2 seconds to go. Thayer leads it by 2. It's East Carter ball. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair. And they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. So their skilled dentists, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Well, East Carter Redbirds have outscored the Thayer Bobcats 12-9 in this fourth quarter. The Thayer leads it by two, 44-42. Thayer will be on defense here. East Carter will inbound the ball with 7 seconds remaining, down by two. You don't have to have a three-point shot. You can play for the tie and go to overtime. East Carter inbounds to Rudd. Rudd up the floor to the top of the key. Penetrates in the lane. Shoots no good. Rebound Landry Pitts. There's the buzzer. And the Thayer Bobcats have won it 44-42 over the East Carter Redbirds. Thayer Bobcats hold off the number four seed to advance to the district championship game on Thursday night. But boy, was it a dandy. Again, Thayer Bobcats win it over the East Carter Redbirds tonight, 44-42. We're going to take a timeout here. We'll be back to wrap this thing up. Your OMC Orthopedic Bobcat postgame show coming up in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedics brings all of OMC's orthopedic services under one roof. OMC orthopedic surgeons, Dr. Jolly, Dr. Rushford, and Dr. Roeder specialize in sports injuries, hip replacements, hip, knee, shoulder, and hand surgeries, and total joint replacements. If your doctor is recommending orthopedic care, choose OMC Orthopedics. For more information, call 417-256-1745.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Well, back after the ball game, and just kind of catching a breath here. This crowd was outstanding tonight as the Thayer Bobcats hold off the East Carter Redbirds 44-42. So the one seed advances to the district championship, the Thayer Bobcats. They'll take on the winner of the Van Buren and Alton game, which is coming up next here on the Ecom Sports Network. The Thayer Bobcats, they were led by Jordan Andrews in scoring tonight. He had 16. Jace Haven added 12. 11 for Gage Pitts. 6 for Logan Doss on the night. Only 4 Bobcats scored in this game. For the East Carter Redbirds, they were led by their senior, Dalton Rudd. He had 13 on the night. 6 for Connor Powell. 6 for Preston Golden. 8 points for the big junior, Levi Boyer. Bobcats did a nice job denying him the ball in the middle. 4 points for Caden Foster. 6 for Preston Golden, 3 for Alex Kirby, 2 for Kyron West. So the Thayer Bobcats will improve to 20-6 on the year. For the East Carter Redbirds, their season will end with a record of 18-9. Again, Thayer Bobcats have won this one tonight. 44-42 is your final. All right, we need to name the Thayer Bobcat OMC Orthopedic Clinic Bobcat Player of the Game. And I think I'm going to go with Jace Haven tonight. I thought the Bobcat Jr. was huge, both on the boards and scoring and, attacking the basket, getting East Carter into a little bit of foul trouble. Not much, but Jace, I thought, just really played a really nice game tonight. So Jace Haven will get my nod as your Thayer Bobcat Player of the Game. All right, we're going to wrap this up. We're going to take a break here for just a couple of minutes, and we'll be back. We'll have the Alton Comets as they take on the Van Buren Bulldogs here in semifinal game number 2 from the Class 2 District 2 tournament.